Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! You know, it's just one of those type of days where, you know, the fam is... When you go to film on Monday, sometimes it's not as bad as you think. And when you have a great game, sometimes it's not as good as you think. But today was bad as it looked on Sunday.
Yep.
It was as bad as it looked to them as well. Just touch the guy when he's lying there, you know, trying to give himself up. Transition.
But if you don't worry. Nobody's going to talk to you for at least 24 hours.
No one's going to notice. Transition is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. And the top of the hour is presented by DuckDuckGo. We thank Mike Florio, Cody Decker, and Hub Arkish for joining us today. That is an awesome hoodie that Lawrence Holmes is wearing, and we'll get to that in a moment. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell, Evan Thomas, Brian Gertsch, Mike Rankin, and Brandon Fryer today for doing all their stuff. That is sweet.
Party des étoiles.
Star party. I picked this up in Montreal. I found like just a little, you know, walking in the neighborhood. I got outside of kind of the touristy area, just walking in the neighborhood. This little sports store. Walked in, talked with the guy. He had worked for the Expos for 20 years.
When were you in Montreal?
2 weeks ago.
Did you happen to go to Schwartz's for smoked meat?
Well, the Jackie Robinson mural is on the same block as Schwartz's.
Is that on Saint-Laurent-Saint-Denis?
It's on Saint-Laurent.
Saint-Laurent, okay.
And the problem was that now that Canada opened back up, to Americans, the line for Schwartz was out the door.
Gotta do it though. It moves.
It really didn't.
No.
I was there the whole time looking at the Jackie Robinson mural and seeing the same people still outside. And I was like, I'm good. So I just kept walking. And I kept walking. And I found this store about a mile away from it. And I was like, I have to have that hoodie. I have too many hoodies. I know this about myself. I have to have that hoodie.
All right, it's worth a trip back.
Oh, I'm going back.
To get the smoked meat at Schwartz's.
It's worth a trip back to Montreal, Canada. To go get some meat.
Yeah, because...
I mean, it's only an hour and 40-minute flight.
The Jewish immigrants that settled there and made their version of pastrami, it's like an idealized pastrami that is not allowed to be made in this country similarly. There are places who claim that they do... Yeah, they have a little different laws as far as how carcinogenic some things can be, apparently.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
The way that they smoke it. But when you sit down and the gruff old guy comes over and he'll say, lean, regular, or fatty. The fact that you can, like, if you know what you're doing, you know the flavor is in the fat, and you can choose to order it fatty, and you get the thick rye bread, and oh my God, you just want to cry, it's so good.
Look, it was on my list of things to do there. Jim Margulis from Sox Machine had put together a list of things, and Schwartz was on the was on the list. But I'm telling you, I was just like, I'm not going to stand here in it was 80 degrees and you were standing directly in the sun for smoked meat. I'll just keep walking and see what happens. And see what happened? A beautiful hoodie ended up happening. Every meal I ate there was great, by the way. And people were right, and I thought it was really weird that folks were like, you have to have the bagels there. And I'm like,
yes.
Why not the croissants? Because I'm thinking Montreal, I'm thinking French influence, but because of the water table stuff there in Montreal, the bagels and every piece of bread that I ate in Montreal was spectacular.
Yeah, they do that. I learned about it in Philly because, you know, similar pH, and they have the Montreal bagels and they are fantastic. I'm still a little weirded out by the fact Canada is so close. I know I've lived here a while now, but it just still kind of weird.
It's basically go over Lake Michigan, go over Lake Ontario.
Just and too you're, close.
Yeah, you're right there. Like we're literally too close. We're literally 40 minutes from Canada.
I was used to being pretty close to Mexico. It's just weird being close to Canada. It is.
It's cool, man.
Driving to Mexico, no problem. But the Canada thing. Odd.
I guess because my grandparents were in Buffalo growing up, and always go over and go to Niagara Falls. And
slowly I turn.
Step by step.
Inch by inch.
And I don't think that my dad didn't make that joke constantly every single time we went.
For the oldest part of our demo,
right?
We thank you.
Yes, yes. Sky point to you, even if you're dead, and you're probably very likely dead if you get that reference.
Yes.
But it was, you know, going
up
there.
I'm alive and did not.
Of course you didn't. You wouldn't know a Three Stooges reference, and nor should you.
Who's on first?
No.
That's Abbott and Costello.
It's black and white, and it's funny. But
someone actually did that in the dugout before our game on Monday. Like, went into Abbott and Costello, who's on first.
Really?
And I chuckled. I muttered because I'm like, oh, I'm one of the old guys here. I get that. I'm enjoying it.
You're a shapeshifter with your age.
Sometimes
you're closer to me. Sometimes you think you're older. You're in that interesting spot in the world.
I'm the end of Gen X, so I've got a lot of influences going on. And then when I go into the classroom with my millennials before and now my Gen Z kids now, it's really amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, you were mad at me for presuming that you didn't get my What's Happening reference when you walked in the studio yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said, hey. And I just, because I didn't know that it was in reruns and just syndicated.
No pun intended.
Right, rerun and reruns. I thought it was kind of on and off. It didn't last that long.
The show, well, remember, there was What's Happening and then there's What's Happening Now. They went forward into it when they were adults, and that was on for a couple of seasons as well. And that's just part of the culture, Dan. Like, that's like Rerun and Raj and Dwayne, part of the culture. So,
and Shirley,
absolutely
Chicago's own, right?
Yes, yeah, Shirley Hempel, RIP.
The way you said it was so good. You're like, I'm too old, or what'd you say? I'm too young for What's Happening.
Yeah, like, come on. Everyone knows about Rerun trying to record the Doobie Brothers concert out there, you know, doing all that bootleg recording, not giving the artists what they need.
That was a very special episode.
It was a very special episode, and the Doobie Brothers set him straight.
See, and then you read about it, and it said the Doobie Brothers are on to warn about the dangers of bootlegging. And when you see the Doobie Brothers, you think they're talking about actual bootlegging.
Yes.
Like moonshining and, you know, staying away from the revenuers in the hills.
The things that made some of America's richest families rich. That thing.
And the thing that made NASCAR.
Uh-huh.
But not the thing that made Napster.
Right. NASCAR.
That's the other bootlegging that was going on. So yeah, you know. But I'm in love with Montreal.
Yeah.
Like, I could live in Montreal. For real, for real.
You see the old city?
Yeah.
It's like Vienna.
Yeah, I stayed there.
Okay.
I stayed in old Montreal. I was 30 feet from Notre Dame. And I was like, all right, well, this seems like, obviously, you go to Montreal, you go to old Montreal, and you have the cobblestone streets and blah, 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 blah. But then I branched out, and I got on the metro up there and went around the city, and I was like, mm-hmm.
You know what else you should do? Take the absolutely gorgeous train ride
to
Quebec City and spend a day walking around there. I mean, the elevated areas and the Frontenac Hotel, and you get some of the maple ice cream and everything, and then you come back on the train and just drink as much wine as you possibly can.
Well, this was the tip that my parents gave because they loved it there. So I've been trying to go to Montreal for years. And I just, you know, you don't make the time or you're like, oh, I'm going to go someplace else instead of it. And I once they opened the border, because I was in Detroit on 4th of July weekend watching the White Sox, and you couldn't go into Canada, and it's right there.
Still weird.
And I said, you know, when they open Canada back up, I'm going. So as soon as August 9th came around and they opened it back up, I made my plans and went to Montreal. And my father was like, you got to go to Quebec City.
Mm-hmm.
My plane ended up coming in late. Like my plan was, because it was only going to be there for 3 days. It was going to be, you know, explore old Montreal Sunday, go to Quebec City on Monday, come back and enjoy Montreal on Tuesday. But everything kind of got screwed up. So I just hung out in Montreal and found out how much I loved it. So the next time I go, it'll be Quebec City. But I've, outside of wintertime in Phoenix, and I love Phoenix too in the winter, I've never felt more at home traveling than in Montreal.
You know who else loves Montreal? One, Oswaldo Guillen.
I'm not surprised.
And I have tried to get him to expand on his time in Montreal.
He won't tell you about the red light district in Montreal. I'm not surprised by that.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that. It was something else. I'm not kidding. I'm not being naive here.
They did something. I want to say
him well enough to know
there was.
And I'm a geriatric millennial.
I think that I might have heard Ozzy tell this story before.
The way he's just like, oh man, and then he like it's like a
something
bit.
Must have happened to him there.
Something
he's like, oh man, that place is crazy. And
I I'm believe like, that happened? Something happened to one of they set up one of their teammates. It could have even been Robin, where the train would let off right at Olympic Stadium or something. And they confused one of the teammates, and they just ended up wandering around Montreal. It was something I feel like I heard it on a White Sox Talk podcast with him before. But it's a spectacular place. I've never been to Paris, so I wouldn't know. I've never been to Europe. But I can tell you that I felt some of the best things of New York, Chicago, and New Orleans in Montreal.
I want to go. And I want to go to Toronto at some point. Didn't Herb like roll up to Toronto and like, wasn't there some issue getting back or something? You tweeted about your plan, Herb.
Do you not have a passport? Is that the
Still
deal?
Still don't. Yeah. But I changed my name legally, finally. But that, you know, the vital records of Illinois are slow. So I haven't officially changed my passport. So
it still says Chaim Berkowitz on it.
Yes, it does.
I went to Detroit and then crossed the border there. And they let me over with just my license. And when I came back, I was thinking I was going to get a hassle. Like, no, get your ass over there. I don't want your ass in here in Canada. American. This was like 3 or 4 years ago before we did the things that we're doing now.
I just remember you talking about it and that you were like planning to go to Toronto all casual. And I was like, wait, this is a thing?
Yeah. I mean, I could have just went to Canada and stayed there.
Toronto
Guys,
is Chicago.
Clearly, I Toronto's am intimidated great. By Canada. I have no idea what happens up there. Like, I've heard about it and stuff, but it's close.
The Bears played.
I have more familiarity with, like, Mexico. And I've been to Mexico a few times.
I love
but not
Mexico.
Canada.
It's
Hadn't
great.
Done it.
But the Bears played the Blue Jays. They played the Bills, and the game was in Toronto. So I flew to Buffalo, stayed a night in Buffalo, and then drove to Toronto, and it's Chicago. Like, it's
even on the drive in, the skyline is reminiscent of being on the Edens.
It's legitimately have Lakeshore Drive in the same place, and
that makes it even weirder.
It's very weird because, like, Toronto is on Lake Ontario the way that Chicago is on Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
And so everything, you're just like, oh wow, this place is the same, but a little cleaner.
We did the same
People
on the drive.
Are a little nicer.
The same on the drive from it's Buffalo. Colder. When the skyline appeared in the distance, it was bizarre. It's like you see the CN Tower. Mm-hmm. Like, wait a second. That like these silhouettes aren't quite right, but this looks totally normal.
That's why Toronto is Chicago on every television show.
Yes.
Because it's cheaper to film in Canada and it looks just like Chicago.
Better Indian food.
We'll see. So this is the other
thing.
That's
fighting words, depending on where you land.
There are some terrific restaurants, but there's more great Indian food there.
So I got homies that are the people in front on Hockey Night Punjabi. And so I told them, my man Ron Deep went to Montreal, and I was like, I need to go. And then he was like, why haven't you come to Vancouver
yet? Yep. Yeah. My dad likes Vancouver.
And I said, okay, challenge accepted. I'm going to go and hang out in Vancouver and see if I dig Vancouver as much as I dig Montreal. But the next trip to Montreal will also have the train ride to Quebec City.
Skiing seems like fun in Canada too. Whistler?
I'm not a skier. That's not real. I've gone. It's not my thing.
I think I might be a little more into it now than I used to be because I'm not on TV anymore. So if I fall, nobody like asks what the bruises are from.
Oh.
Was that like legitimately your concern?
Oh, yeah. One time I came back with like this massive bruise like that covered the upper half of my arm. And my bosses were like, it was March, so it was like warm outside in Austin. You weren't going to wear long sleeves. And my bosses were like, yeah, you can't be on the air with that. I'm like, oh, okay. And I get it. There was just concern there. Just the optics look bad.
Right. You don't want anyone to think that anyone is harming Layla before she gets on the
air. I am harming Layla, along with gravity and a lack of balance and overconfidence.
Wait a second. I would think you'd be a natural with your dance background, and I know you're a
good
skater.
Yeah, but if you're not falling, you're not trying. Also, the snow quality matters.
Wait, is that a thing?
You're
not falling, you're not trying?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was Peekaboo Street the last time I skied. And I was like, nope, I just bit it pretty badly. Yeah.
Were you doing moguls?
No.
Just a black diamond somewhere
on the backside run? No, it was just a really slick late in the season. This is like 2018-ish, late in the season, like just slippery blue with a really steep end in Park City.
What you doing?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So I actually, that's like all on my domestic travel list. I like the Mile High cities, like the Mountain West areas. And I was watching a game Friday night just because of the scenery. Utah State was playing at home. And I forget what city Utah State is in, but I looked at it and I was like, oh, wow. Like that seems maybe Ford, Utah or something.
Logan,
Utah. Yes.
BYU's Provo.
Yes. Logan, Utah. And I was going, ooh, I would go see a game there just to see the background.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
And I think it's not quite a mile. I think Logan is maybe like 4,500 feet.
Exactly.
Up. Is it really?
45, 34.
Okay. So it's not quite a, but I love all of that. Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Flagstaff. I love that stuff. I haven't been to Colorado Springs. People tell me that that's
awesome.
Gorgeous.
I did the incline there.
Did you really?
All these stories involving me in the mountains just include like hurt or pain or something.
And where were you in Colorado?
I go often, or I used to go often, but I did the incline 2 years ago.
Okay.
And like my friend showed me just
what do you mean
picture.
Did the incline? What does that mean?
The Manitou Incline is a staircase to nowhere. It's like a staircase up a mountain. And I was like, I want to do that.
There's no guru at the top giving you the secret of life.
A staircase to nowhere.
Oh, if you think that I didn't play that on the, I hiked up a ski lift a couple weeks ago. Or not a ski lift. That would be crazy. I hiked up a ski run and then took like a lift up to the top of the mountain. And then I played Stairway. Yes.
That was
I like the mountains, but I'm way too type A for the people who live there.
Meaning?
Like I move too quickly. I talk too quickly. Like,
but
they like to be laid back and off the grid.
But I'm saying like after you're there for a little while,
nope.
You don't. Because I do. Like that's one of the things I found out that there's Lawrence and then there's Vacation Lawrence.
It never fails, by the way, if we talk about someplace or if I go to a restaurant and post a picture or something on Instagram, there's always a person who's like, go to such and such. No, I'm talking about the places that I've been. I'm not here to take commands. Like when somebody told me to go to Pita Pit after I was at Nuno Kappa. Sir, you do not get this.
Nope.
I am not going to Pita Pit because you said, because I'm at Nuno Kebab. They are two different things.
However, both are good.
Yes.
They're just different.
But so, of course, on the text line, somebody's like, go to Steamboat. I'm going where I'm going today.
Where are you going?
I don't know. Life. But yeah, so I like the mountains, but I'm just that it... I don't know that they would like me.
Nuno Kebab is good. There's some people who swear by Kebabi.
Kebabi,
which
yeah.
is right across from there.
I gotta try that one.
We went there a couple of weeks ago. I went out to engage in treason with our buddy Bill on Capitol Hill. And because when he's in town, there's
always...
Did
you attempt to talk about the White Sox or something and he showed up?
Treason afoot. And we ended our evening at Kebabi. And he's like, he walks in, and of course he starts speaking Farsi to everyone. I'm like, wait a second, you know Farsi?
And his is probably better than mine.
But he's like, there's a lot, you know. Like, I don't know how many languages the guy knows.
How many languages do you speak?
I don't.
Four?
No, I mean, I grew up with Farsi, but I kind of lost it because my parents got divorced. And I spoke French almost fluently, but I stopped speaking it. And then English. I mean,
no, like, Spanish?
No, it's pathetic.
Even with the San Diego?
We talked about this morning during transition. First of all, San Diego doesn't acknowledge being next to Mexico enough. That's another story for another day.
We went on the Mexicoach as a station.
But like, yes.
Mike North and Terry and Dale.
It is a great Mexicoach. I know there's a reference here I'm not getting, but yes, I have great shame over not knowing Spanish. It's probably something I'm going to rectify at some point because I think I can pick it up pretty quickly. I did when I was in Texas and covered baseball.
I was able to navigate Montreal a little bit better because I at least have some background in Spanish.
Yeah, romance languages, they play.
Oh, Italy, great. Like if you have a background in Spanish, you can make your way through Italy with absolutely no problem because they just change the way the words end a little bit.
Well, that was kind of the fun part for my parents because, you know, here's this middle-aged, well, I guess they were younger than, middle-aged black couple in Montreal, but my dad actually speaks Latin. So, you know, people were talking and he was just kind of like, I know what you're saying, so...
And
look, Vacation Lawrence has got to go to Paris. You got to get
Lawrence might not come back.
You got to get Vacation Lawrence to just like sit in a park and have a picnic.
So here's the strange thing about me, Dan. Places like that in Europe are not the places that I like dream of going. If I'm going to go to Europe and I have not yet, I want to go to Reykjavik. I want to go to Iceland. I want to go to Scotland. Like, Paris has, it's not the thing, it doesn't draw me.
Okay.
So what you're saying is that once I get there, though, I will regret that it hasn't drawn me there before.
Little things you don't expect. I don't know.
Did you run into Rick Tellender there?
That was Venice.
Oh, my bad.
That was Venice. As we're doing our wedding dance in St. Mark's Square. But like little things in Paris, I don't relax.
No,
I have a very difficult time relaxing.
Unless we're in Bourbonnais and
that's more than relaxing. That's different. That's closer to treason. But the actual relaxing, like when you find yourself, you don't even there are the zinc roofs in Paris.
Okay,
are when you sit out if you're up above and you just see what happens on the rooftop level of Paris, where as the pigeons fly around and there's just the way this densely populated city is lined up. And I would sit, my favorite time of day would be around between 5 and 7 o'clock. And you'd sip it. You could go down to a little grocery store and get a decent bottle of Burgundy for the equivalent of like $8. And then you just sit and you watch what happens is sort of the rooftop level and above, and the birds are flying around, and just as you know what the Impressionists saw, mm-hmm. as the light changed, and you would watch the light, and every day be a little bit different, and the colors would change a little bit, but that was just absolutely precious time, which is just sitting by a window, and it's the closest I think that I've come to like a Zen point of relaxation.
That's dope.
Isn't it true that French babes don't shave their pits?
Layla, can you help this texter out who can't understand in Texas? Wouldn't knowing French help you in Montreal? Could you explain why me having a background in Spanish would help me navigate a French-speaking city?
So French is a Romance language, as is Spanish. They are considered Romance languages because that is a term that is derived from Latin being the base of Romance languages.
Which is why I brought up my dad being able to speak Latin. Please continue.
For example, the word beach is playa in Spanish and plage in French. The two are similar sounding because they are Romance languages. Oftentimes, many words are similar in those two languages, as is the sentence structure. If you are familiar with one, you can roughly translate the other. And see.
The French.
Layla, thank you very much.
Or if you speak Esperanto, it is a combination of Italian, Spanish, and French into one language that nobody uses.
Well, there's a lot of combination languages too, but in this case, the two are pretty similar.
If you speak Spanish, you can read an Italian newspaper. Straight up.
Yes, I would agree with that. Yep. I would agree. So,
and there is a saying that Spanish is badly spoken Portuguese, also another Latin language.
That's right. One of the romances. So I am going to speak in football ease in the next segment. Dan Durkin has watched the tape.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
He has watched
the tape.
Hide
your eyes.
So he is going to join me. And thank you guys for this great conversation about travel. And
well, we started the first transition we did was all about art and music. And this led us to travel. What are we doing
and
here?
And us bullying you for not enjoying the Van Gogh idea.
I haven't seen it. I was told it was bad. I was told it wasn't worth $70.
Mully Haw and I ganged up on Dan. And then he was like, you're a loser if you don't go to Van Gogh.
It's the truth.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.